This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This might not sound like a lot to the casual consumer of business and economic news, but believe me when I tell you that the fact that there were 11 million job openings in this economy as July came to a close, it's kind of amazing. It's an all-time high, also about 750,000 more job openings than there were at the end of June. So we learned today from the monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, JOLTS in the lingo, produced courtesy of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But at the same time, that is July, the number of hires, workers actually hired into jobs, stayed pretty much the same. So what's up with that? Marketplace's Samantha Fields gets us going.
There's a lot going on in the labor market right now. A lot of flux, a lot of churn, a lot of uncertainty. Annalise Goger at the Brookings Institution says it's not exactly a labor shortage.
It's like a real mismatch in where the jobs are and where the qualified people with experience are.
In some sectors, there aren't enough job openings, construction, education, and the arts. And in others, there are too many, healthcare and retail and food service.
An employer doesn't just want any worker. They're trying to fit the candidate with what the job entails. And likewise, a worker doesn't want just any job.
With so many openings and so many people looking, she says, it's kind of inevitable that it'll take a while for everyone to find the right fit. On top of that,
we are still at the whims of the pandemic.
Nick Bunker is an economist at Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter. He says there are still a lot of people who aren't ready to take jobs yet because of COVID or childcare issues or both. And there are also signs in job posting data from August on Indeed that employers in some sectors are starting to pull back.
Sectors that are really sensitive to the pandemic. So food service, so that's lots of restaurant and bar jobs. Also childcare.
Still, there was a record number of open jobs at the end of July. Erica Groshen, the former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says if employers are having trouble hiring, they should ask themselves some questions.
Are the wages as high as they need to be? Are the benefits appropriate? What about their working conditions?
And, she says, are they maybe passing people over who have the skills they're looking for, but not certain credentials, like a 4-year college degree? I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.